Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Good weekend for you?
It was wet, but we went to church, had a good time there. Next week, we have a Super Bowl coming up at our church, S-O-U-P-E-R-B-O-W-L, right after
We're gonna have
soup and chili and everything.
You see what they did, Ed?
I did.
Yeah.
So yeah, things are going.
But is that like after the main service or Sunday night or what?
No, it's after the main service. And I asked. I said, okay. So the game starts at like
5:30.
And we're gonna go after church. We're gonna sit there for 5 hours waiting for the game. But no.
Despite growing up in Northern California, you're in Oakland. Now Las Vegas Raiders fan.
Oakland is in Northern California.
Yeah, I guess I meant so many are 49ers fans
of
Super Bowl.
Well, there's a lot of Raider fans in the Bay Area.
That's a tough spot for you as a Raider fan because Raiders Chiefs have been enemies forever.
Oh, yeah.
And then Raiders and
Bay Area rivalry.
Not so much?
Not so
you're
much.
Rooting for Frisco?
You know what? Yeah, I am.
You're rooting for Taylor Swift?
I'm not rooting for Taylor Swift.
She's Kansas City.
No, that's right. That's right. I thought you were rooting for the Chiefs.
But the Chiefs, I like good football, and Patrick Mahomes is a stud.
And
that guy can play football. And so I like.
Both quarterbacks are Christians, right? Is Patrick Mahomes a Christian?
I don't know.
I don't know about that. He lived together with his girlfriend.
Oh.
A few years. He's a good guy. Sound like to me.
Oh, I thought he.
He may be. I don't know. I don't want. Maybe so. I don't know. You know what? I retract my statements. I have no idea.
Oh.
I just read they had a baby. Here I go. I'm not gonna.
Let's talk weather.
I'm not gonna judge.
Send
anybody.
Your comments to.
I don't know his heart. I don't know his testimony. I don't know his. So I retract all that, and it may be. I know that Brock Purdy, the quarterback for San Francisco.
He's an outspoken Christian.
He
didn't live with his girlfriend, did he, Tim?
Yeah. All right. I retract that.
He looks too young to have had a girlfriend, frankly.
I have no inside knowledge.
Of course, everyone looks young to me.
So, but he was called Brock Purdy, the quarterback for San Francisco, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yes.
He was called that because he was the last man taken in the NFL draft.
270-something?
Whatever year it was, from Iowa State University. And now he's, is this his second or third year in the pros?
I'll have to look that up. It's his second year playing.
Is his first year starting.
He started a couple games last year
with
injury, and then this is his first.
What I'm saying is nobody expected him to make the team,
right?
Much less be the starting quarterback on.
And he played well last
only
2 weeks ago. Last week.
Yeah, very good. The only Mr. Irrelevant in history to make a dent in the NFL, aside from playing a couple downs here or there or whatever, was a kicker. I can't remember who it was, but there was a kicker that was in the NFL for a while, maybe still is, I don't know, but good kicker. And that was like, oh my gosh, a kicker, a Mr. Irrelevant made it into the NFL. That's amazing. This guy, Brock Purdy, is being talked about as an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Talk about rags to riches.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you like football, those are two evenly matched teams.
Yeah, it should be a superb
Super
Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl. And Taylor Swift will be there. Yes. Write it down. She's flying in from Japan.
Yeah, listen, let me just say something about that. I'm very concerned about her flying in from Japan. The carbon footprint that she's going to leave behind.
Yeah.
No, folks, seriously, this is why I don't believe any celebrity when they talk climate change. and how the earth is coming to a humanity right. is existential.
We all
got to
do our part.
First of all, if climate change was an actual existential threat, there would be no concert in Japan. Taylor Swift or anyone, she would not fly in a private jet.
Right.
She's not flying coach.
Right.
She would not fly a private jet across the country to attend her boyfriend's Super Bowl game, which also shouldn't be played
right.
if we have an existential threat.
Right.
The electricity, the carbon footprint of those
yes.
three things,
right.
the concert in Japan.
Makes the planet rise by a degree.
The Super Bowl in the U.S.
Yes.
and Taylor Swift flying in between.
Right.
I mean, that's why I don't believe them. They're a bunch of liars.
Right. I know. And then, yeah, I'm with you.
I'm not trying to dominate. This is not, I've stepped off the soapbox here, folks.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go down a rabbit trail, but this is a little bit of a rabbit detour. Steve just handed me something, a T-shirt, Tim, that you can buy on Amazon Prime. And it's a black T-shirt with a rainbow flag behind the words. It says, there are more than two genders.
Yeah.
And you can buy them men and women only.
You can buy men's size or
women's
size?
Men's size or women's size.
Wait, tell us that again for those
okay.
who...
Okay, so here's the T-shirt. There are more than two genders,
yeah.
and you can get them in different sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, 2X large, but only to fit men or women.
A men's fit or a women's fit?
Men's fit or women's fit.
That's hilarious.
The T-shirt, there are more than two genders.
The
well
T-shirt,
played, Steve.
The T-shirt itself says there are more than two genders.
Yes.
So it's promote that idea.
Yes.
All the while ordering from a website that says you can choose from a
men's fit or women's
fit.
Fit.
The guy who tweeted this out on top of it said, this never gets old.
No.
Well, you know, also, some, not all, airlines now, if you go on and buy a ticket, you have to check male, female. You have to do this forever. You have to check male or female as you buy your ticket, you know, your birthday, your name, everything. And
you still have to do that?
Well, yes, for some, but I forgot now before I mentioned it, which airline, but there's an airline or two that still have just male, female. And there's a couple of them that have male, female, and then
other.
It's not Virgin Atlantic, I can tell you that much.
Other. But I was thinking to myself, what's the point of even asking the question, male, female, at all, if you're going to put an other in there? If
that's a really good point.
Huh? Don't even ask the question, because it's silly if you can put anything
if
you
there
want.
Are no categories.
No
there
category.
Are essentially no categories.
You ever ask right. yourself why they need to know?
For the manifest.
Yeah, but why? Why do they care?
Well,
a lot of women,
if there's, if there's an
men
accident, if there's a if
right.
there's a crash and you have to identify, then you've got to.
Or it's hijacked.
Yeah.
Something like
you,
that. Yeah.
You've got to start by identifying.
But let me ask you this.
Gender.
Right.
Have you ever gotten on a plane and been sat beside a small girl? You don't.
What now?
They don't let men sit next to girls, little girls. It's. They need to know what you are so they can see.
Is that true?
You. Yeah.
I just don't. I don't
mean, not unless, I mean, if a parent's there, but you won't.
I don't know about that, Steve. I can go in there and buy any. When you pick out your seat on a ticket on the internet, they don't. You got open seats. You just pick the one you want.
Yeah.
How do they know whether an 11-year-old girl is going to be sitting beside you or not?
That's what they ask. Well.
Anyway,
I won't push that point because I think the reason because if you've seen the news lately and what's going on, the crazy stuff that's going on flights. Oh, man, I don't want to be flying these days, but I have a feeling.
I try to avoid it as much
yeah.
as possible.
All right.
All right.
We haven't talked about the catastrophic weather that hit California. It has hit and it is hitting California.
God is bringing his judgment on Central California.
That's what it seems like.
Man.
Well. All of California, right?
Yeah, well, yes. Central California is taking the brunt of it. The hurricane warning from about Santa Barbara to Ventura.
And this is first time
I'm sorry,
ever,
to
right?
Monterey to Santa Barbara.
Hurricane warning?
I think I read it's the first time they've actually had a hurricane warning,
yeah.
even though they've had strong winds. So listen to this. Down in Los Angeles, near UCLA, They had 9.94 inches of rain over the weekend. 10 inches of rain.
10 inches?
10 inches of rain. They had 6 1/3 inches of rain north of Culver City and 3 1/3 inches in Santa Barbara. So that's all in the southern Southland. Top wind gusts, 138 miles were clocked in Ward Peak near Lake Tahoe. That's up in the mountains. 120 miles in Upper Bull at Patterson Mountain. I don't know where that is. 94 miles an hour in Grapevine. Grapevine is a town that's on a mountain. There's Highway 5 goes from, if you're going on Highway 5 from the Los Angeles
Interstate
Basin, Interstate 5,
yeah,
from the Los Angeles Basin into the Central Valley. If you want to go from L.A. to Bakersfield, you go over a mountain pass. It's a freeway all the way, but it goes over a mountain. It's called the Grapevine.
Yeah.
And they had 90—you're driving in 94-mile-an-hour winds. Can you imagine?
Oh, that would blow cars off-road.
And
off
trucks, could you imagine? I bet they had to ban trucks. You know, big 18-wheelers. You imagine what?
I'm stunned by the amount of rain.
Yeah.
Hey, let me mention something about that. And I don't have documentation on here to verify it right now, but I know I've seen the stories. These climate change scientists and activists a year ago showing me pictures of lakes and reservoirs in California and Arizona and Nevada that were drying up, never to be refilled again because of climate change.
Right.
Now those reservoirs are filled up, are full.
They are.
So all it took was Mother Nature bringing a lot of rain to that part of the country, and all of a sudden those dire predictions of a drought lasting to the end of humanity are gone. You know, because they
blamed climate change for the drought, and now they are also blaming climate change,
right,
and parentheses El Nino for the rain. So this is a pretty cool theory to have if you can blame
heads,
wet or dry.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
Yes.
If you've ever lived in California, you'll know this. The reservoirs and drought is like a cyclical thing. Every 10 years, you're in the worst drought ever, and then 5 years right later, you're flooded out. It just is the way of the West. Always happens.
Do you know they were I pay attention to professional golf.
Yeah.
Like you do NASCAR, Steve.
Yes.
And Ed does hockey. Although,
right.
But anyway, so the professional golf tournament for the week was in Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Some guy shot a 60.
Yeah. It was a record, course record. But they had the tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to have the last round to decide the champion yesterday. But they either postponed or canceled it because, listen to this, in Monterey, mm-hmm, or Pebble Beach,
yep,
on the Monterey Peninsula, right?
By Carmel, yeah.
They were going to have like 30 to 50 mile an hour winds and torrential downpour because I got to tell you, there's a part of me that wanted to see that.
Yeah. I'm all right.
I just wanted to see. I wanted to see pros play goofy golf. That's what I wanted to see, because can you imagine? I don't even think your ball would stay on the tee.
No, right? You'd have to have somebody come up and hold it like a professional kicker.
Right. But who's going to do that?
No, right?
With a golf driver coming at you at 90 miles an hour.
Was that a song from Caddyshack?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was
I'm all right.
Yeah.
But I just thought, if you were to hit a drive, either it's going to go 500 yards or it's going to go backwards.
Yes.
Huh?
It's going to go 500 yards.
Yeah,
and
right.
Backwards.
Right. It was. Anyway, they didn't play it because the conditions just
right
were.
They
too,
moved a NASCAR
bad
race up a day. They were going to race in the Coliseum. They had their first. It was a exhibition race in the Los Angeles Coliseum. They put like
on Saturday or what?
It was a weekend thing. They had qualifying on Saturday and they were going to do the race on Sunday, but they had to move the race back because they wouldn't have been able to race.
Well,
can you imagine 30 cars going around or? The L.A. Coliseum in the middle.
Oh, no.
That?
It was great.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, and Steve, thank you for listening to AFR. One thing about that on a serious note, it was called the Pineapple Express, I think.
Yeah.
And I read about this. I wondered, why is that weather pattern called the Pineapple Express? It's because this this weather starts in like Hawaii area, mm-hmm. of the South Pacific, where they grow pineapples.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it gets coming. And if you look at it, it's just like a storm probably 1,000 miles long that slammed into California, the worst parts being in the central part. But this was the first time in history that a hurricane warning had been
issued for California.
Yeah, but that's kind of interesting because I'm thinking, didn't we have a hurricane hit Southern California about 2 months ago, 3 months ago? Mm. You remember that? Came off what is that, Cabo? And what is that, the peninsula?
It seems like Baja? It was a major storm.
Baja.
Baja, California.
Maybe.
Oh, that hit Mexico, I think.
Yeah, Baja, California is Mexico. It's not California, but.
Okay, I know it hit. Yes, it may have hit Mexico, but it also hit San Diego. But it may have diminished and not being a hurricane by the time it hit. That may have been the
fact. I think that's what happened.
But I couldn't believe it was the first time in history that California would be given a hurricane warning.
Well, climate change, Tim.
Yeah, I know, right? What are you looking up there, Steve?
I'm just seeing if how many times hurricane warnings have been issued in California.
What are you getting there?
Just a bunch of news stories about the
about today?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't have the fact right.
All right, what's your next story?
Well, you guys were speaking about global warming, right?
We're very concerned about it, Steve.
Yes.
We don't preach about it. Well, you're not going to mock us.
We now have, scientists now have a solution, they think.
Okay.
And it is to put a giant parasol, like you have at the beach, over the between the Earth and the sun.
Put a what now where?
a giant umbrella. They situate out in space.
Uh-huh.
They situate it so that it covers about 2% of the sun's radiation, and that should bring the radiation, the temperature down by about a degree and a half Celsius, which would make everybody happy. No more global warming.
It's not going to work.
They've tried different things. They've been talking about this for a while. They thought about scattering dust out there, just enough dust to make it hazy. Not in our atmosphere, but out in space. But this one, they're talking about you know how when you see satellites launched and they get into space and then they launch them in space and then they furl out their
right.
their antennas and their all that kind of stuff. Well, this would basically be that, but huge. To block the necessary amount of solar radiation, the shade would have to be about 1 million square miles, roughly the size of Argentina. It would weigh 2.5 million tons, too heavy to launch, so the project would have to involve a series of smaller shades. They wanted to do a prototype. Okay, so this would be a prototype of about 100 square feet. Just a mini. To do the prototype is going to cost them between $10 and $20 million.
That's for 100 feet?
For 100 feet. This is not looking good.
this is, first of all, set aside the cost, the time, all those kinds of things that it would take to do this huge project. All right. I will admit that I'd rather them do something like that. I'm opposed to it, but I'd rather them do that than the insane idea of scattering dust.
Yeah.
Because there's no reversing that.
Right.
If they unfurl this huge parasol, as you called it, and it starts to create, the equivalent of nuclear winter.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, turning certain areas into, a little mini ice age. You can at least fold it back in.
Right.
But you throw a bunch of dust up there, that stuff is there permanently. Listen, this is, by the time they got this done and built out there, we probably already will have invented everything battery-powered. They'll already have everything they wanted, and then they have this thing
all
finished.
For a hoax.
I'm just thinking, in response to this, how much pledge are you going to need, to...
Pledge.
To dust? To get the dust?
Yeah.
To collect
talking
the dust.
Huh?
Yeah.
Pledge company be like these pharmaceuticals.
Well, that's why they have to do the huge umbrella out there because it's actually cloth and they use the cloth to get the dust.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Probably need to move on to the next story. I would say.
Yeah. So, Did you guys, let's do this. Did you guys watch Saturday Night Live? You guys ever watch
Don't NFL? Watch, when I was in Steve. High school. Now, I am aware of some of the skits on there because if you see the news on Sunday or Monday, they'll show you. They'll highlight a clip or two. But
well, strangely enough, you know who got a big, huge ovation on Saturday Night Live two days ago? Nikki Haley, Republican.
In person?
Yes, because she's challenging Trump. So this was the cold open. The cold open is when you come on and it's just like, it looks like a CBS News report. And then they go, at the end, they go live from New York Saturday Night, and they go into the show. Well, this is what it sounded like. Let's listen to cut 11.
Okay, our next question comes from someone who describes herself as a concerned South Carolina voter.
Yes, hello. Is why won't you debate Nikki Haley?
It's her, the woman who was in charge of security on January 6th. It's Nancy Pelosi.
For the 100th time, that is not Nancy Pelosi. It is Nikki Haley.
Are you doing okay, Donald? You might need a mental competency test.
You know what I did? I took the test and I aced it, okay? Perfect score. They said I'm 100% mental. And, you know, I'm competent because I'm a man. That's why a woman should never run our economy. Women are terrible with money. In fact, a woman I know recently asked me for $83.3 million.
Well, just get used to it, folks. This is... Stephen Colbert, all of them.
They got Nikki Haley to do this.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's
trying to catch up with Trump.
I know she is.
Yeah.
But the fact that they would cheer a Republican like that, anything to beat Trump.
What do you think? I think they asked the audience to be nice and to cheer.
Sarah Palin was on there. Donald Trump was on there a few years back.
Before
he made a cameo, or is that what you call it?
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was before he ran for president or when he was running for president. Then Alec Baldwin
Tina
took
Fey
over.
And Sarah Palin were indistinguishable. They looked so
much
alike.
In fact,
so
to this
alike.
Day, people think Sarah Palin actually said, "I can see Russia from my porch." Well, was it Tina Fey who said it? And everyone still thinks to this day, not everyone, but a lot of people still think it was Sarah Palin who said that.
I'll tell you who got abused by Saturday Night Live when we were growing up more than anybody was Gerald Ford.
Absolutely.
I think that's when Saturday Night Live debuted with
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase doing Gerald Ford. That was every
because
week.
Because Ford tripped going up the stairs once of Air Force One.
Yeah.
And every time they had the Gerald Ford character on,
Chevy Chase,
he would stumble and fall.
I did he watch those. Used. I watched the original stuff. Chevy Chase and Gilda Radner.
Oh, no, I'm in high school.
Rosanna Dana?
Yeah, that was...
Never mind.
Gilda Radner, yeah.
When I was in high school, that's all we talked about on Monday.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live skits were.
We'd do that as many weeknights as we could. Me and Rich and Ed would get together. We'd watch Johnny Carson.
Not this Ed.
Do you know, how many of those actors from the original Saturday Night Live went on to become big stars?
Oh, yeah.
And
no Coke, Pepsi. No Coke, Pepsi.
Those that are still with us.
With that Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd.
Bill Murray.
Yep. All right.
Garrett.
Eddie Murphy. Was he one of the original?
Not really the original.
Gilda Radner, Jane Curtin.
Yeah. Rosanna Dana. Never mind. She gives this whole spiel about something.
Then
they'd say, well, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's a different name.
Yeah. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for more of today's issues.